You said Mr. Slade would go out and load wood until he couldn't get up on top of the wagon. Where was it he cut the wood?
Well, he owned land all around him there.
Around him? Where?
Around him where he lived out there. Where
did he live? On Annandale Road?
Yeah, I lived on Annandale Road. And then he owned
Road off of Annandale Road?
Yeah, what do they call that road where that...
Holloman Road.
No.
Before you get to Holloman Road?
Yeah, where that church and schoolhouse is, what do they call that there in road? I know you know. Right beyond that, you're talking about that, where that pond is.
Yeah.
And what is the name of that road that turned out when I was...
Gallows Road.
No.
Hummer Road.
No. I didn't get it either. There's a little church there and a little building or something.
You mean you knew where the Salvation Army was?
Yeah, what is the name of that? Yeah, that's the one I'm talking
street?
About.
I can't remember the name of the street. I remember a little church across the street. Are you talking about a little church across the street from the Salvation Army?
No, I went across the street. I was across the street.
Or was it the Salvation Army building?
That's the Army building, I'm
that
sure.
That was a little church at one time.
Yeah, I know the name of it so well.
Anyway, what about it?
Old Coach Slade used to come out that road and go back in the woods, and he had land, I don't know. He had so much that you go out there and pay him 75 cents. Go down and stop by his house and pay him 75 cents and go on out there and cut all the wood that you could haul. All the wood you could pile up on that wagon and haul out of there.
Well, he was related to the original Slade that owned the plantation over there.
That's quite possible.
Talbot or his father came from the Slade plantation.
That might have been true. You know, out there on that Slade property, that's where my dad and he'd go out and the old man Slade 75 cents, take us two boys out there, and we'd saw up, pile up wood and haul it in. And I had gotten a wristwatch, first watch I ever had. And I was real proud of it. And this was getting the wood in for winter. I was fixing the snow Christmas time. And we got this great big load of wood in the house. About time we got it unloaded.
Was that the house right down here?
Yes. And every time I got it in, I found out I lost my watch. And I'd like to have a spare. Our old man said he don't need a crying over spilled milk. There's no way in the world you'd ever find it out in the woods. So it was in December. And we went on through the winter with that wood. And next spring come, we had to have some more wood. So the old man took us out there, and what we'd do, we'd go out there and cut one horse loose, and then go down and cut some logs, and hook onto the log, and what we'd call snake them on up to the place where we cut them up, you know.
Yeah.
And blessed Jesus, I went down and threw a tree down there, went down there to hook on there and laid my watch. And laid there all winter long and hadn't heard it on bit.
Still was running.
Had another strap on it.
Still ran.
And that's something, you know, in the woods to go and find a wife.
Yeah, that Slade plantation was a big place over there. I think there were... Do you know anything about the history of the hill in relationship to freed slaves who came here to live? Never heard anything about that. Mm-hmm. Well, how many houses were there here, say, in 1920?
Well, I tell you now, they
weren't many.
They ain't too many houses been built. One occasionally, but most of these houses now are old houses. At least if they ain't, they replace old houses. Well, I go back with my wife's, my daughter's mother-in-law. They lived in the house for maybe 50 or 60 years, but when they got ready to build, they just tore the old house down, put another one right in it, you know, copied it, just put it right in the same spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, when would you figure that most of the early houses were built? Was it right after the Civil War? Was it around the turn of the century? Or don't you have a grasp on that?
No. I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. And it's something you never paid any attention to. When somebody built a house, it was just a routine thing. They got lucky and...
Well, would the people that we've mentioned here, as we've been talking, would they be, of course, some of them would be some of the earliest people here. Are there other people who lived here that we may not have mentioned, old timers? Take the Fords, for instance, now. You haven't talked about the Fords at all. You said you knew something about
it. Yeah, but it's all past history now.
Well, that's what we want.
Because the Fords, I knew the old gentleman and his wife, the original Ford.
What was his name? First name?
Isaac.
Isaac Ford?
Isaac. And then he had a son named Robert. And... Robert died. He had a daughter-in-law named Juanita.
What was the son's name?
Robert.
The second Robert?
Yeah.
And he's gone too, I suppose.
Yeah. And they had a daughter named Martha. She's gone.
Who had? Was that the first Robert?
Yeah.
When did they first come?
Well, they beat me here. They were original.
What was the year you came here? From Herndon?
In 4.
1904.
Right.
And they were living in the old house down here then?
I don't remember that. I'm sure they were. Yeah, I don't think any of them remember living anywhere else.
What did Isaac do?
Huh?
What kind of work did Isaac do?
He worked for a old man, Cook's dad out there, a farm hand.
Uh-huh.
And you know, of all the things that I'd forgotten, all the years of coming up, things that I can't remember at all, I remember... When my dad pulled my little mittens off of my hand when I was 4 years old, he had them tied around my wrist. And when I got out that wagon out there, and I tried to pull my gloves to keep from losing them. And that's always, I've always, my dad and mother both said that just, I thought I remembered it, but I don't think so. I think I can just, that memory sticks in my head about remembering those little pink mittens I had.
You mean when you were out in the woods cutting?
No, when I first moved down here, when they first brought me down here from up at Herndon.
Uh-huh. You were proud of those pink gloves, huh?
I was proud of those little pink mittens, and I didn't want to lose them.
I remember once when I was a kid, I guess I was about 12 years old. Somehow or other, I don't know where they came from. I got some pink silk socks. Pink silk. And I put those on and I walked down the street. I think I had, it was probably when I first had my long pants. You know. But anyway, those pink socks were showing. And I was so self-conscious about those pink socks that I could hardly walk. So I don't suppose I wore them more than once. You wish your dog could talk.
And
this one?
Oh, that's it.
What would
that's the most faithful thing that you ever seen in your life.
What would he be able to tell?
Well, he wouldn't be able to tell anything. He'd probably tell everything that went on tonight. If I stayed here until this time tomorrow, you'd find Elaine right there waiting.
He'd be right there. About Mrs. the Jewish lady?
Yes. I was over at East Falls Church. I don't know what. I must have been walking going towards Halls Hill, and I looked, and here they came. And I guess I was off on the side of the road. And I guess he thought, he didn't know me then. I don't think he knew me. I didn't know him. But I guess he thought that I was going to maybe hold him up. So when he got pretty close to me, he took the whip and struck that old horse. And his wife's feet went right straight up in the air. And they jumped her right off the seat she was on. And money had on a whole big apron, and money flew everywhere. Had her money all stuffed in that pocket.
Did the horse run away?
No, the horse didn't run away. He just wanted to get him away from past me.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. But you know, one time boys is going down to going in there where he was, this old boy, and they're going to take some money from him to get some beer, whiskey, or something. And I was nothing but a youngster, and why I ever let myself get into it, I don't know. But I was going in with them. And they went to the door and called it. And he said, no. And some of the boys ran in there and grabbed something along the counter there. And that old boy run, he was selling meat and stuff too. He grabbed one of those meat hatchets and come right down that aisle just like he was crazy. He went mad. And that old boy tried to grab him as he come by me and run, clapped me in the arms. He had such speed on him. Well, so I immediately got outside. But somebody had tipped off the town cops. And they come rushing right in. And of course, all the boys flew. But if he could have held himself, he'd cut that boy right half in two. But it made him so mad when he stole that. I don't remember what it was he stole off of that. But he took out running and come right down that aisle just like man, what a young fella's gonna do?
I'm gonna think of that man's name.
Old man, Fabric?
No, I know of him.
Feed store across there first.
Where?
Right there where that Jew boy had it.
Oh, Sam Poe.
Sam Poe, that's him. Sam Poe. That's Sam, that's right.
Fabry had a store there?
Yeah, old man.
Before Poe's?
Yeah, old man Fabry had a store there. I used to work with old man Fabry for that down at Arnold Cemetery. And he was always telling me about him going in business for himself.
You used to work for Mr. Fabry down at Arlington Cemetery?
No, I worked with him.
Worked with him?
Yeah. He
doing was, what?
Cutting grass with a pony mower.
Uh-huh. With a pony mower?
Yeah.
Pulled by a pony?
Well, we call it pony mower, pulled by a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did somebody ride the horse?
Or no, indeed.
Just drive the horse?
Just drive the horse. And come right up. Cutting right upside of the tombstones like that.
What was Mr. Fabry's first name?
Will, I think.
Will?
I think his name was Will.
Yeah. Okay, you started telling me something else about him.
Well, he had got anxious then to make some money. So he sold feed there. I don't know, remember how long he sold. But he went over that the corner of Lee Highway and what the hell the name of that other street goes down there? Lee Highway and 16th Street. Right there by where the school is.
You mean down in Arlington?
Arlington.
Oh.
He built that building right there. Old man Phoebe didn't open up a store.
Wait.
I tell you who's there now. This boy sells stoves and garbage disposals and
Lee Highway and 16th Street.
Lee Highway and 16th Street.
Doesn't near Glebe Road?
No, way this side of Glebe Road.
Way this side of Glebe Road.
Yeah. Oh, what the heck is the name of that man that sells this? Got that, had that shop there now for 10, 12 years.
Well, you mentioned the radio station down there. That's the George Mason
Road. Oh, that's
Road.
Way on down.
That's farther yet? Farther away?
Yeah, that's farther on down. I know you know
McGuire?
Where that is. McGuire? Huh? McGuire, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy, McGuire. Yeah. Old man Phoebe built that little building there.
Oh, just the one store, or there's three or four stores, or all of them?
Well, there's about three there. I don't remember. I know he built one. I don't remember whether he built all of them or not.
Was it a...
But he built in the grocery store.
And he used it himself?
Yeah, he moved in himself.
As a...
Grocery store.
Grocery store.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, the Fabrys were all related. And
yeah, well, they were landowners. They were big landowners, the Fabrys.
Yeah, yeah.
All out there, over there where they owned a lot of land out there, the Fabrys did. And they used to be great wealth people.
You remember the name Paxton?
Yeah.
Don Arlington?
Oh, yeah.
They were.
He was a
Fabry house. I think in the Paxton house or the same house.
He was a bus man or what was it? Paxton. He was a.
I forgot. He owned quite a bit of land there for at one time.
Yeah, but he special. What did Paxton do? He built a bunch of houses, I think. But you know, down in. Buckingham. What's the name of that? What's the name of that shopping center off of the first one you turn out of East Foster and go on down
near Harrison Street?
Yeah, keep on going. What is that? What is that name of that?
Garden City.
No, I didn't.
That's a full block of stores on the left near the radio tower.
Mm-hmm. You know where you, right as you leave off Falls Church, and the first street you get to, you turn right.
Washington Boulevard.
What?
You're talking about Westover.
Westover, that's the place.
Well, what about Westover?
Well, that's where the Fabrys,
Oh, yeah, that area.
Yeah.
They live. Yeah. You must have some recollection of Carol Shane being in the same business.
I knew Carol. I knew him. I don't know why he got old so quick, because I knew Carol Shreve when he was in high school. I knew him when he was in high school. I knew Carol Shreve when he was in high school, and I knew, you know, Hugh Brown up there. Well, I didn't know his daddy, but his uncle, James. And that store belonged to Hugh and his uncle James.
Well, it belonged to Horace.
I met Horace. I knew he had Horace.
Yeah.
And I remember Jim when Jim was in high school.
Well, were Jim and Horace brothers?
Yeah.
You remember Jim when he was in high school?
Yes, sir.
Here in Falls Church?
Yeah. I don't know where he was in school, nor whether he went to Falls Church or not, but I knew when he knew when he was in high school. And I remember when Horace got married. I remember when Horace got married. And everybody said, a lot of people, you know, Horace was a nice-looking young man.
Yeah.
And his wife was ugly as homemade sin. And everybody was remarking about it, you know. But I guess she made Horace a good woman, a good wife.
She was a nice woman. Well, what about Carol? Did you... was there anything special, any events or anything, any little occurrences in connection with Carol that you recall?
Carol Shreve?
Yeah.
No. I tell you one thing. Carol Shreve was a gentleman. I'll tell you one thing about Carol Shreve. I remember an incident one time. This goes back quite a few years. And, it came about that you had to get plumbing license to do plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, anybody could do plumbing, but they tightened up on it, and you had to get plumbing license. You had to go before a plumbing board and qualify for this license, and then go up before this.
About what time was that? 1920, 1930?
Yeah, it was about... Let's see. It is about 24.
Before the Depression.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I went up to the city hall when they had the meeting up there.
About this?
Well, I went up there, yes, when they summoned all the guys that were doing plumbing.
Uh-huh.
And, Carol Shreve got up and made a recommendation that all guys that were doing plumbing and all guys of record, that they recommended that they pick out a board, a certain delegation to try out to the plumbers, which they did, and give the guys a license on what they call a grandfather clause. And that's the way I got mine. I never did go before no plumbing board. And a lot of the boys that had been plumbing a whole lot longer than I was, they didn't make it. Because they, during them times, they had enough plumbers.
And well, how did it happen that you got it on the ground?
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what Carol Shreve and that bunch done. They done it because they could. And it wasn't unfair, nothing about it, but they set up that ruling. And
well, what was the basis of the ruling?
Anybody that had enough knowledge of plumbing that could satisfy this board, that was it.
Oh, that. And then after that, it was they had everybody go before.
No, that was the plumbing board. That was the board that determined whether you got your license or not.
Yeah, but you didn't have to take all the examinations and stuff.
Only before this board. Only before that. I didn't have to go before no other board, no.
Yeah.
Didn't have to go before no board in Fairfax. It when you satisfy the false church board, then you got your license on this grandfather clause.
Yeah.
Which meant you'd been doing plumbing, and they knew this board of plumbers there in false church knew that you could do plumbing. So they recommended to the Fairfax board that you be given your license,
and that was it.
So I always held a warm spot to Cal Street because I think he was responsible for that. And I was a direct opposition to him, you know. I was in his bonnet in those days.
Why?
Oh, well, I was doing a lot of work that he'd already been doing, and I didn't know enough then to... I had started out myself right from scratch. Nobody ever told me how to run business or what to do. I just picked it up. So when a man called me for plumbing, I didn't care what Cal Shreve did it or whether he'd been doing the man's work. I'd go there and try to underbid him. You know, I didn't know any better. And Cal knew I did it too, so which is a bad thing to do. I don't do it anymore. I didn't do it after that for him. But he knew all those things were going on. And evidently he knew that I was ignorant of it.
So he never had any hard feelings against you?
No.
He used to drive the old fire truck once in a while, I understand. Old Tom. Remember old Tom the fire?
Yeah, the old man did it, or the young boy?
Carol. Carol told me about one time you went up to a fire at Dr. Talbot's.
Yeah.
Up on McKinley.
Yeah.
There by the Luster House. And I've forgotten the details now. It was just this...
Well, he sure did get old quick. You seen him lately?
Oh, he's dead.
I know, but I mean, did you...
Oh, I saw him, yes, just before he died.
Oh, I met him, and I had a long talk with him up at the Giant, up at West Falls Church. And he was anxious to talk. He wanted to talk, nothing in particular. But I'll tell you, that man must surprise me how he'd gone down. And then I met another guy up there a little while later. It was Boyd
Case.
And I'm telling you, that's another guy that just, I don't know what happened to him, but he
went right down
here. Right down to him. First thing I knew, Boyd was dead. And then I met this boy that run that refrigerator place, George Allen. Remember, you know Allen? Not Allen.
Myers.
Well, Myers was a but this boy, his name was Allen. George.
Talking about the same place as R. H. Myers ran, had lived?
Yeah, it was his son-in-law.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. Myers had a man named old man Allen, and this George mad old man Allen. Old man Allen run the place for Myers, and this George mad old man Allen's daughter. And
George who?
What the hell was that boy's name?
Is he one? Has it now? Has the store?
No, he's dead. His son's got it. He's a nice boy too.
What's it?
I can't think of that boy's name, but his wife, boy's mother, and the old man, and all of them dead. George, and old man Myers.
Do you remember on South Washington Street? You know where Jackson Street and South Washington are? Jackson Street?
Jackson, South Washington, Jackson.
You remember where Prestige Cleaners?
Who?
Prestige Cleaners.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I remember. Yeah,
Jackson Street.
Right.
There's some apartments there now.
Right.
Do you remember the name of Boydler?
Yeah.
Was it a house?
Yeah, it was a... Well, he was a... He was, he was a Navy man. He was a former flyer.
Former flyer?
Yeah, he was an aviator man.
In World War One, you mean?
I guess so.
Remember his
Captain Boydler.
Remember his first name?
No, I didn't know anything about him other than that.
Did the house become sort of a stopping place?
No.